Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rick Church, who's the executive director with the CTDA, which stands for the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Are there enough three and four letter acronyms in the tile business?
There definitely are a lot of them, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. You're not just one of them. You're an important one. You are one of the five owners of the Coverings Expo, right?
That's right. CTDA has been a partner in Coverings since the inception.
And just for the listeners that may not know exactly who's the member and what your organization does, please tell us.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Ceramic Tile Distributors Association is almost 40-year-old organization representing independent ceramic tile distributors and retailers throughout the United States. And we get involved in trying to help our members really be the best distributors they can be and help grow the market for ceramic tile and stone.
Okay. And this market is a distribution market. I mean, almost all the suppliers sell through distribution, don't they?
I would say that's definitely true, largely because it's such a big imported product.
And how does the CTDA differ from the NAFCD?
I would say we're very similar in many ways. We both represent distribution in the industry.
Right.
CTDA is focused on ceramic tile and stone products, while NAFCD's members are what we would call full-line floor covering distributors. But we have many common members.
And a minute ago you said the United States, so you don't include Canada in your membership?
I should have said North America. It would have been nicer of me. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good, because I know there are several strong distributors up there.
Yeah. Yes, we have many members in Canada and a few in Mexico and in the Caribbean as well.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because the Covering Show is right around the corner. It's actually scheduled for April 29th to May 2nd, and it's in Las Vegas this year.
It sure is, and it's the 25th anniversary.
That's right, yeah. And they're actually, I think on Wednesday, they're going to have a party in relation to that, aren't they?
That's right. Should be a great time. Wednesday, April 30th from 9 to 11. It's the anniversary after-hours party.
Is that going to be in one of those swanky nightclubs, or do you know where it's going to be?
Right, it's going to be at the Hyde Bellagio.
Okay.
So one of those swanky nightclubs in Vegas.
Yeah, okay. And the interesting thing about this show this year is I think the last time it was in Vegas, it was at the Sands Convention Center, and this year it's at what they call the Las Vegas Convention Center, right?
That's right. Same convention center where there are a number of other construction-related shows.
I was talking to Bart last week, and he was telling me that you've sold out so well that you're actually going to have exhibitors in tents on the outside.
It's pretty exciting to see that, and thankfully we're late enough in the year where weather shouldn't be a problem. Hopefully we're outside the rainy season.
All right, so one of the things I wanted to ask you, just to create a little excitement around people who may be sitting on the fence and trying to decide if they're going to go to the show, tell us a little bit about what you're fired up about what's going to happen in Vegas this year.
Well, I'd say the number one thing about the show every year is it's the greatest opportunity for anybody that's selling tile or stone in the North American market to see the latest and greatest products, talk to suppliers of those products, pick out new lines to represent if you're a distributor, if you're a contractor, finding the best new tools to use and the best new methods to use. It's really the place where the industry comes together, and it's, you know, by the industry for the industry. So that's always very exciting. The show floor has things going on all the time that are new and exciting. You'll see lounges, for example, for different types of attendees to network with each other and relax. You'll see a lot of demonstrations on the show floor that are exciting to see. And then I'd say secondly, the education opportunities are really boundless at Coverings.
Mm-hmm. There's separate tracks, aren't there?
There are different tracks for each type of attendee. If you're a distributor or a retailer, there's a great track for you. If you're a contractor, there's a great track for you. If you're a designer or an architect, there's a great track for you. So we really try to reach out to, you know, everybody in the industry. And by the way, all the education is free.
And there's also some keynote speakers, right?
We do. We have several keynote speakers. I would say the hot ones include Lauren Roddett with Roddett Studio, who's a designer really focused on the hospitality industry and has designed some award-winning projects.
Let me just key in on that one a minute, because, you know, as we look at the penetration of the use of ceramic tile, especially in the commercial market, that's been one area. That one and retail has been an area that has really grasped this, and there's been a lot deeper penetration, I believe, with tile than we were getting several years ago.
I think you're absolutely right. Of course, as you know, tile and stone are great products to be used in commercial applications, and people are figuring that out, and designers really love to design with the fashion product of tile.
Right.
And so they can create some really unique and interesting designs, and we're seeing that in a lot of the hospitality industry now.
Any other keynotes worth mentioning?
Yeah, several others, including Robert Bacon with Dow Tile, who will be talking about the green building movement, and specifically for the stone industry and how the stone industry is reducing environmental impacts through technology advancements and others. Of course, Eric Astrakhan, always with Tile Council of North America, does a great presentation about issues with industry standards and design issues.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen him, great one to see and get the latest and greatest technical information about what's going on in the industry.
Well, and have you noticed the news lately about how many ceramic tile plants there are going to be in Tennessee?
It sure is the hotbed for ceramic tile plants in North America, isn't it?
It is. You know, just last week they were announcing that Dell Tile is going to build a plant, and after Dell Conca, and it's a long list there. I believe Tennessee has become, which is where I'm speaking to you from now, it's become the mecca for domestic manufacturing of ceramic tile.
It's pretty interesting.
All right. Well, Rick, so sounds like an exciting event not to miss. You know, generally coverings has been in Orlando. So I guess every third or fourth year they go west, don't they?
We have tried a few different areas over the years. And we've been, as you mentioned earlier, been to Vegas twice in the last several.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a good draw for folks. Orlando has been an area that we focused on a lot over the years, for sure. But it's nice to get out west to get some of those folks from the West Coast that may not want to travel all the way to Orlando.
All right. Well, we look forward. You're going to have a lounge, aren't you? Don't you have a lounge at the show?
You bet. There'll be a distributor lounge. And we welcome, just because you're not a distributor doesn't mean you can't stop by. We'd welcome anybody there. And it gives you an opportunity to meet with old friends, maybe make some new friends, and make the most out of your trip to Las Vegas and coverings.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the summary of the show. Look forward to seeing you out there. You've been talking to Rick Church, who's the executive director with the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.